Hi, I'm Allison Hess.
And I'm Marta McDonald.
Welcome to the Thousand Islands Playhouse Podcast. Dive in with us as we talk to the artists of the 2023 season
and get a behind-the-scenes peek at the seven fantastic shows happening this summer.
Don't forget to tune in
to give your ears a front-row seat.
See you at the theater. Welcome back to the 2023 season of the Playhouse Podcast. We're recording today on the ancestral lands of the Haudenosaunee and Anishinaabeg peoples. We are in the MyFM studio, which looks out on the beautiful St. Lawrence River, surrounded by the Thousand Islands. My name is Allison Hess, and we have a familiar face slash voice joining us this season. You may remember her from previous seasons of the Playhouse Podcast, and she has returned. Marta McDonald!
Woo! Oh, hi.
Marta is the Assistant General Manager of the Playhouse, and we are so excited to have her as co-host for the season. Welcome!
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be back in their ears.
Yes, in your ears.
For episode one of the 2023 season, we're jumping into Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery by Ken Ludwig. Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson must crack the case of the Hound of the Baskervilles before a family curse dooms its newest heir. Watch as our intrepid investigators try to escape a dizzying web of clues, disguises, and deceit as five actors deftly portray more than 40 characters.
Now, a lot of our audience may already know the story of the Hound of the Baskervilles, but this sounds like a fun twist. 40 characters and only five actors. And we are very lucky to have two of those actors here in studio today, Jamie Cavanaugh and Colin Doyle. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having us.
What's up? Thank you. Welcome. We're going to just do a little background about each of you quickly so people can know who they are hearing. J.B. Cavanaugh is playing Sherlock Holmes, and this is his TIP debut. Brap, brap. It sounds like this might be the TIP debut for all five of the actors. Is that right? I think it is. Jamie has worked at theaters across the country, Arts Club, Soul Pepper, Citadel, all kinds of places. And he is a graduate of the BFA acting program at the University of Alberta and the 2014 Citadel BAMS BAMF Center program. Does that sound right, Jamie?
Yeah, sounds pretty good.
Great. Awesome. And Colin Doyle, not to be confused with Arthur Conan Doyle, is playing Dr. Watson, also his debut, as we said. And Colin, you've done, again, so many things. Canadian Stage, Coal Mine Theater, the Kick and Push Festival, Mundane Mysteries from Outside the March, as well as a lot of things on TV, film, and radio. So welcome, both of you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
So good to be here.
So, to start us off, can you tell us a little bit about this concept of the story of Hound of the Baskerville and how our audience might see it a little differently than other adaptations that they might be expecting when they come?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the book, the original book, is a gothic thriller mystery, very intense, suspenseful. I think it was the last version of Sherlock Holmes that was written, and it's really I think it's also his his sort of most famous and most celebrated Sherlock story. This play is different than that. It is based on that story, but is very much a joy filled romp of an adventure, full of comedy, full of many costume changes.
Yeah.
Luckily, Colin and I don't do many.
Of the 40 characters, you get to play one each.
And what a one each.
Exactly.
Both very iconic characters. And just to jump on what Jamie was offering, that it's also a celebration of theater. So you get to see that theatricality of those costume changes. John Denning has done an amazing job with the set. So the set change is kind of right in front of you. And obviously this hound.
Yeah, and Ken Ludwig, who wrote it, he's a master of farce, too, so there's elements of that, right, where maybe you're not coming in expecting a comedy, but that's what you'll get.
And absolutely. Definitely. Yeah. This is a funned-up version of The Hound of the Baskervilles,
yeah, like
for sure.
Spooky background, but definitely a little bit of silliness mixed in. So the two of you play kind of the straight men against all of the farcical characters, and it's almost like Sherlock and Watson are kind of in a different show. What is that like, watching all of the other three actors transform into all these different characters kind of around you and having to... Because you would have to do as much gymnastics jumping into meeting with the other characters as they come along, yeah?
That's a great... gymnastics is a great point. You'd mentioned about all of us. Yes, this is an all-rookie team to the Playhouse. So we have Carl Ng, Tim Walker and Sidney Penner, and they all do an amazing job of jumping in and out of dialects, characters, physical bodies, and things like that. And Brett Christopher, our director, could not have picked a better three and maybe a better five. I don't know. But
Brett Christopher, I don't know if I've heard of him.
Oh, no? No, he certainly walks around like he owns it.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty famous in these parts.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe too much ego. That's not true. I'm having a great time, Brett. Thank you for having me.
We would like to make a disclaimer. Brett Christopher is lovely, and he pays all our bills. So thank you, Brett. So, Colin, in your bio, you said that you are a big Sherlock Holmes fan. Is that true?
Yeah, I guess I would say so. I certainly made the connection that the writer's name had my last name when I was younger. So I'm still waiting for the results from the 23andMe or identity.org. I don't know. But there could be some connection there. But yes, definitely.
Yeah. And so... both of you, when I say, you know, you play the straight men, you're playing these characters who are, as we said, well-known across the world. How do you kind of put your own personal touch on these characters when you know that, like, people are coming in having seen Sherlock on BBC or Elementary on CBS or having read the books? How do you kind of make it your own without completely taking the character in a direction where they're like, well, that's not Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, you know, the basic acting homework still applies, you know, but also whenever you're playing a character that has been played before, certainly to some acclaim, I think it's very important just to play it the way you see the character, because the character exists in the words, it exists in the actions, and as long as you are playing those things truthfully, as long as you're doing your homework and using the technique, you just sort of need to trust that it will be different and it will be unique and it will be you in the role, and you're not trying to appease some expectation of what the character is. You're not trying to play to what the audience expects from the character, but at the same time, just trusting the fact that it will be different as long as you do your homework and follow through appropriately.
Right. Because what you're bringing to the table, you as Jamie Cavanaugh, is different. Mm-hmm. And yes, it is different from those that have played it before. Yes. Obviously, too, with, you know, when it started in the 1930s, even to the Benedict Cumberbatch version. I mean, even all of those were different in the style and in the execution. Mm-hmm. And certainly because this is a funny version, it is going to be different, but there's still the tropes of the dynamic duo, the super smart guy, the person who's in support of the super smart guy, like all that stuff is all there too.
Is this the most iconic character either of you have ever played?
I mean it'd
have to be up there. You know, Sherlock Holmes is one of the most famous stories ever. I think we were talking about this a bit earlier in the car, but I think when he was initially killed off in when he was being written for newspapers.
Spoiler.
I think
spoiler for 1939.
Yeah. If you missed it, that's kind of on you. I think there was huge backlash, not just in England but across the world.
Yeah.
I'd say, but he's certainly up there. Certainly up there. I mean, you know, like it's hard to argue with like Hamlet and Romeo, or like those are big iconic things. But I think, I don't know. This would be up there. This would be, yeah, for sure up there.
I got to play Bilbo Baggins on a set that John Dinning did, and certainly a similar idea of like people having specific ideas of who those characters are, then now having film versions and how big those film versions are. Coincidentally, Martin Freeman played both of those, both Watson and Bilbo, and I got to play that. I also met Martin, who was a sweet guy. I didn't book those roles, or else I would have been like, hey, got any tips? But certainly those two. But this one, again, as Jamie said, one of the most popular books that have been translated all over the world. So, yeah, definitely a big one.
Yeah, I know we ran into this when we were doing Million Dollar Quartet, because a lot of people had a lot of feelings about Elvis, right? Like, especially being a real person, like, this is a little different. But I remember even, you know, at our meet and greet, John Dinning, I know we keep talking about him a lot, but he's an icon, saying, like, oh, yeah, well, that's not my favorite Sherlock. And I'm like, oh, gosh, like, what? There's a little pressure there. But I think it's more exciting than pressure-filled, yeah.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, in anything in life, if you're playing to other people's expectations, you're never going to appease everybody. And I think just doing your job as best you can, you know, everybody in this cast, as Colin said, is not just great. Everybody in this cast is experienced and extremely experienced and
great.
And great.
Not just great.
and great. And that greatness and that experience is very well to be trusted with this group of people.
On that note, too, I just about expectations and the hope, I imagine, is, you know, we're doing it for an audience and we want the audience to have a good time. And so it won't be maybe the same as what they've experienced before, but maybe it might go beyond expectations. Mm-hmm. So that might be fun too.
Yeah. And I mean, I think the fact that the show is structured so differently with some of these elements of like the 40 characters played by three actors and the set and the costuming, I feel like, you know, people are going in knowing that this isn't going to be the typical home story. So maybe that gives you a bit more freedom, right? Where they're not going to be like, well, this isn't exactly what I read on page 382.
Yeah.
But you can be like, no, we're all here to try something new and have fun.
There's still a spooky hound.
Yes. And right? I mean, very importantly.
There's still a spooky hound.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You'll have to come and see to find out.
Amazing. So when we are filming this, it is actually the second day of your rehearsal. So what are your first impressions? How has it been going? Again, I know, you know, your Holmes, your Watson, but the other three characters are still sort of figuring out what nationality are they, what's their accent, how that's working. So how has it been in the first couple of days?
It's been great. I mean, I think, like, you know, so far, Thousand Islands has really met my expectations of what it was going to be. All my friends who have worked here before have had nothing but amazing things. And it's kind of famous, I think, in my Toronto community as like a high quality of life contract. People want to come work here. And so far, everybody's been friendly. The town is so beautiful. The script is great. And so far it's been great. I mean, it's hard to say because we're in the second day. Ask me a week from now and I'll tell you it is going horribly and we need help. As of right now, it's going so great and everybody's friendly and it has met all my expectations and gone past them for sure.
Yeah.
The set and costumes are extraordinary. And again, the cast that we have is extraordinary. And Brett is really encouraging a great sense of play. So already when you're starting that and seeing people kind of go for it and go to have fun, knowing that, hey, this audience, we want them to have fun just as much as we're having fun. I think that's one of the, I don't know if you feel this way, Jamie, but one of my favorite compliments as an actor, either from an actor or from someone who's just in the audience, is like, oh, it looks like it was so much fun. I wish I could have been there. I want to be in that show. And that, to me, is such a compliment.
That's funny, because my pretend compliment I give to people in plays that I don't like is, wow, looks like you guys were having a lot of fun up there.
Yeah, no, but you don't want to be in that. But you want to be in with them.
That addendum is very important. Very important.
The lighting was spectacular.
Oh, my God.
So you got to go in.
We could see you. Yeah. The lighting, we could see you.
You stood in it, light.
Yeah. I sat in yesterday on a bit of the, even just the first table read, and already the fun was palpable.
Oh. Oh, great.
Yeah,
thank you.
I think it's going to be a real treat. And for people who are listening to check out, there is one scene or maybe more than one where characters are changing characters on stage, where the actors are actually switching on stage. So that part was wild. So yeah, I'm excited to see that on stage.
There's a lot of noted that I noticed in the first read, there's a lot of tongue in cheek about that character switching too, right? There's a lot of script nods to you have to be this new character now. It's not like you're kind of running around hopefully changing your costume. It's a bit, the silliness is kind of built into you having to change.
Totally. And I think this connects to what Colin was saying earlier about this being a purely theatrical experience. This is a show that you can't see on TV. Mm-hmm. You won't have the same experience. You can't see it in the movie theater. It doesn't translate the same. This is something you can only see on stage at this point at the Thousand Islands Playhouse. Mm-hmm. And it really embodies that theatrical spirit.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a question for you folks. This is what we call in the industry turning the tables.
Switcheroo.
Turning the tables. So,
hot spot.
Knowing that we're if as people that, now I know Brett does the programming and things like that, but you folks have seen it, some of you market it. How is it that you market it? But I wanted to have it be a guessing game. So do you feel like being the first one out of the gate, is that something that sets the tone for the season, or we have to have something fun, or we have to have like how do you think that works?
And are you asking me to give away all of my marketing secrets?
Yeah, just a petit peu.
Just one. Just one.
Yeah, I feel like it's always a bit of playing a bit of catch up to like remind ourselves and like kind of flex our muscles to be like, okay, wow, we are, the rehearsal hall is open and people have arrived and there's strangers in town again. Not that you're strangers and you're now family.
We are a bit.
But yeah, it's definitely, there is a bar to set for sure. So I think that the fact that we have John and we have like all of you guys coming in to do this incredibly like fantastical show is a really great way to kind of set off the season.
Yeah.
And like kind of start out with a big punch.
And is that consistent in your experience of Thousand Islands history?
Yeah, I would say so. Awesome. I mean, I think especially like over Brett's tenure, I mean, he's been programming for 5 or 6 years now, and I think there's a bit of fine tuning that's happened over time, but I think there's definitely like let's get the show on the road right away. Like, we have our major fundraiser in June as well, so like we
Which
are
is called
just
what again?
It's called A Moonlit Night. Thank
what
you for asking,
that?
Colin. It's on June 22nd. There's only a few
Thursday.
Tickets left. Actually, by the time they hear this, it may be sold out. It sells out every year.
It does.
It does.
That's incredible. I should get my tickets soon.
I really feel like maybe you should take over my spot.
Who, me or
yeah,
Allison?
New head of marketing, Colin Doyle.
Oh.
All right, but before we wrap up, one thing that we love to do at the end of every podcast is for you to give us
who our favorite actor is in the cast.
Yes,
I'll go
exactly.
first. It's Jamie.
Oh, how sweet. That's
no
it.
Pressure.
And
no
that
pressure.
Is crazy because I'm also my favorite actor.
Yeah. That's two? He's up two.
That sounds very Sherlock Holmes.
It very much does. Both Watson and Sherlock.
Pick
his,
Sherlock.
Yeah, his favorite part. But something we want to know is something that your restaurant, business, something that you're looking forward to exploring in Gann while you're here, because you're kind of here at that peak season. We're coming into June. It is lovely. So what are you looking forward to experiencing while you're here in Gann?
So I've never been here before. I've always wanted to come and work in the Playhouse. I'm so excited. As I mentioned, first time caller, long time listener. I don't know if it's possible, but if I can do all Thousand Islands before I leave.
There's actually over 1,200.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Oh, because I had it scheduled to the day.
Gosh.
Now I have to go back to that spreadsheet, start over. Definitely enjoy big nature. What? I'm getting a number. Is that a one before? 1,864?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Thank you.
You could get in a kayak. Get in a kayak and go the kayaking. Thousand Mountains kayaking.
Gee, that is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
But I'm not going to hit 1,864. An excellent year for wine. And the number of islands that we have here, 1,000 islands.
Wow, they really underestimated. They got there and they're like, there's got to be 1,000.
Ballpark.
There's 1,000 islands here.
I feel like 2,000 islands dressing doesn't sound as good.
No, it doesn't.
From the marketing
department. From the marketing department.
Well, I got to say, I have visited here before and I've seen a couple shows. And last time I was here, there's this amazing restaurant called The Socialist Pig, which I think is now called Laverne's, and it's like a breakfast place.
Yeah.
So I got to go see what they did. I got to go see if they changed it. Also,
by see, you mean eat.
Eat.
Yeah.
I don't, no. I judge restaurants based on what I see and how it looks.
It's a beautiful aesthetic in there. So.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You're good.
Jumping in the river is like my, first thing that I'm going to do when it's semi-warm. And, I don't know, maybe go on a boat cruise or something. See an island
city
or two.
Cruises.
Yeah, City Cruises, Gann and Aquay. Yeah.
By horn blower.
Yes.
By horn blower. Well, I think that pretty much wraps us up.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Did you have fun?
Allison, did you have fun?
I had an amazing time.
Thank you.
I would love to do this every day. We'll just do a whole podcast series where it's just the...
A daily podcast.
I have one more question. I'm just going to... This is called jujitsuing. It's using the energy against... I want to ask you a question. What... Doc talks. What is that? Is that a thing? Who does that?
It's on the podcast.
It's on the podcast?
No.
Oh,
wait, are we doing it? Is this a doc talk?
We're on the dock right now.
But I thought it was in person. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope.
Doc talks, for those of you who are interested.
I'm new.
Colin, happen Wednesday matinees, right before the Wednesday matinee, on the deck outside of our Springer Theater, where the audience can come and listen to a curated conversation between myself.
You hosted?
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know this.
And the actors.
And... there's a dock outside the theater.
Yep.
That's where you do the talking.
On the dock.
So people could see from the theater that there's docks there? Like, I've heard a rumor, and I just want to ask. Boats can come, and you can dock your boat, get off, and then get a ticket?
Can you tell he's only been here for 2 days?
This is my second day. So you can't do that.
We are working on a detective play. So Colin has his detective hat on all the time. He always wants to know what's going
on. It's a little loose.
So I will say to both you, Colin, and the listeners out there that you need to come and see to figure out the answer to this mystery.
I agree. And the Doc Talks.
And the Doc Talks. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Before the Wednesday matinee. Ooh. Come down and check them out. And maybe you'll see Colin and or Jamie. Who knows? Who knows?
I'm doing one.
All right. So we're going to wrap up. But as always, we want to express our special thanks to Mark Hunt, who composes the Playhouse podcast music. This podcast is sponsored and produced by MyFM Gananoque. Many thanks to Carrie and the MyFM team for all their help.
Especially Carrie with the statistics as well. Way through.
For more tickets and information, please visit ThousandIslandsPlayhouse.com. See you at the theater. Bye.
Thank you.